感谢主。
Thank Lord。
今天神在我们身上的工作，不是要从荆棘里叫它长出百合花。
So the work of Lord is not to grow the lily out of the bushes.
神乃是把那百合花的生命种子种在我们心里。
God has planted the seed of lilies in our heart.
好叫从我们这样的一个卑微的器皿身上能够长出百合花来。
So that out of the lowly vessel can grow the lilies.
所以彼得告诉我们说，我们重生乃是由于那不能坏的种子。
So the Peter told us, our regeneration is because of the uncorruptible seed.
这就是主在十字架所成就的救恩，对吧？
That's the works of the that God accomplished us.
所以早晨愿意用你们继续来交通这个题目，讲到既然我们已经从神领受了这不能坏的种子。
And this morning I would like to fellowship that since we have already received uncorruptible seed from God.
那这种子要在我们身上要往下扎根，要向上结果。
So this seed need to take a root down, take a root downwards and bear fruit upward.
啊，在去年年底的时候，弟兄姊妹交通到往下扎根这个方面。
At the end of last year, I fellowship regarding the taking root downwards and bear fruit upward.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来交通我们如何来向上结果。
And this morning, I would like to focus how we can bear fruit upward.
好，让我们一起先读几处的经文。
Let's view, read a few verses.
所以我们先翻到圣经约翰福音。
Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第十五章。
Chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章，我们第一节。
One verse.
这是主耶稣说的：“我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。”
Verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
我们再跳到第五节。
And skip to verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
好，我们再读第八节。
Verse 8.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
By this my Father is glorified.That you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
请我们再翻到旧约的以赛亚书。
Old Testament, Book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第三十七章。
Chapter 37.
我们读第三十一、三十二节。
Verse 31, 32.
这是神借着诗以赛亚向犹大王和犹大百姓所说的话。
This is what God said to the king of Judah and the people of Judah through prophets.
神说，犹大家所逃脱余剩的，人要往下扎根，向上结果，必有余剩的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
请特别注意最末了说的，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Please pay attention to the latter part of the verse 32. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
好，我们请翻回到新约加拉太书。
Go back to New Testament Galatians.
我们今天交通的主要的经文在加拉太书第五章。
The majority of verses will be in chapter 5.
我们读第一节。
Verse 1.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ had made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
接下来我们要从第十三节读到第二十六节。
And then we're going to read from verse 13 to 26.
我想请弟兄姐妹能够一起读，我们请弟兄们读单数节，姐妹们读双数节。
We read together. I ask brother to read odd verses, and then the sister read even. verses.
可以用我们所熟悉的语言，然后我们弟兄读单数节，姐妹读双数节。好，弟兄们一起来。弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你的自由当作放纵的机会，总要用爱心互相扶持。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕其彼此消灭了。
I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、
hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions,
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事，必不能受神的国。
Kindness, goodness, faithfulness,
温柔节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
And those who are in Christ have crucified Christ with his passions and desires.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。好，那我们一起再低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow down our head and have word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨召集我们来到你面前。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us together this morning.
主，我们实在是说唯有耶稣，唯有耶稣。
We truly want to say that only Jesus, only Jesus.
唯有主耶稣是我们的满足。
Only Jesus is our satisfaction.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
主，还是说我们的产业实在美好。
So we say that our inheritance is such wonderful.
主，我们还要说我们的好处不在你以外。
And we also say that apart from you, there's nothing good.
主，愿早晨你再将你丰富的同在赐给我们。
May you give your abundant presence to us this morning.
主，赐给我们那受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
赐给我们那能听的耳朵。
Give us ear that can hear.
赐给我们那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们能够真知道你。
So that we may truly know you.
也真知道你在我们身上的心意。
And we may truly know your heart desire in us.
主，好叫你的心意得着成就。
So that your high desire can be accomplished.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给你。
May all honor and praise be, thanksgiving be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen.我们刚刚读的约翰福音十五章的经文，让我们看见我们基督徒在地上的一生的一个最重要的目的，还是为了要结果子。
From New Testament John, we see that the important goal for a Christian is for us to bear much fruit.
主耶稣告诉我们说，他是那真葡萄树。
The Lord told us that He is the true vine.
我们是他的枝子。
We are branches.
因此我们看见我们在地上的生活，乃是一方面因着连于这真葡萄树。
So our life, on one hand, because we abide in this true vine.
但是我们连于葡萄树，它不是目的。
But abiding in vine is not our goal.
目的乃是为了叫我们因着与主的连结，能够结出果子。
So the goal is to bear much fruit because of this binding.
因为主说，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
Because the Lord mentioned that the Heavenly Father will be glorified by this, that we bear much fruit.
所以盼望早晨在我们当中的每一位蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹。
So I desire every brother sister who saved by grace.
我们不但满足于我们能够连结于这真葡萄树。
It's not merely satisfied that we abide in this true vine.
也就是说，我们不单单满足于我们蒙恩得救而已。
It's not merely content that we just saved.
我们乃是愿意叫神的心意在我们身上得着满足。
So what we truly desire is for the heart desire of the Lord be satisfied.
乃是愿意叫我们的父神 从我们身上得着荣耀。
So that our Heavenly Father can be glorified through us.
所以我们每个基督徒都盼望能够多结果子来荣耀神。
So, every Christian desire to bear much fruit to glorify God.
这实在是我们一生蒙恩以后一生最大最荣耀的一个目的。
This is the greatest and the most glorious goal, of our life after we saved by grace.
因为我们看见我们的主在地上的一生。
We see the life of our Lord.
这也是他那最最大的一个目的。
It is also his greatest purpose.
他上十字架之前。
Before he went up to cross,
他有这样祷告。
He had such prayer.
他说我在上已经荣耀了你。
I have already glorified you.
你所托付我的事我已经成全。
I have finished the work that you have given me to do.
所以我们看见我们的主在地上他的一生他的目的非常的清楚。
So his goal is very clear on earth.
就是要荣耀父神。
Is to glorify Father.
所以今天这也是我们这些在地上蒙恩的人。
This is also the same goal for us who saved by grace. Yeah.
就是盼望能够在我们身上让主得着那他所盼望得着的果子。
So that the Lord may receive the fruits that he wanted to receive.
好叫父在我们身上得着荣耀。
So the Heavenly Father can be glorified through us.
主耶稣也说你们多结果子你们就是我的门徒。
And the Lord also mentioned that, by doing this, you prove that you are my disciples.
我们知道我们的主在地上的时候他的一生是多结果子的一生。
We know that the life of the Lord is the life of bear much fruit.
所以我们这些是蒙主所用宝血回来归给他自己的人。
So for us who purchased by his precious blood,
我们是这个真葡萄树上的枝子。
We are the branches of this true vine.
我们应当也像我们的主多结果子。
We also need to bear much fruit unlike our Lord Jesus.
当我们在地上多结果子不是为了叫人看见我这个基督徒有多好。
The purpose of bear much fruit is not to show people how good we are.
也不是让人家看见我们这个基督徒有多属灵。
Or how spiritual we are.
我们在地上盼望多结果子。
And the reason we want to desire to bear much fruit.
乃是愿意叫人因着看见我们他们就认出我们是属主的人。
So the man of the world may recognize that we are of God's because of they see the fruits.
看见我们是主的门徒。
They see that we are his disciples.
从我们身上人能够看见那主的见证。
So that the man can see the testimony of the Lord through us.
所以我们知道我们今天在地上盼望多结果子。
So now we desire to bear much fruit on earth.
一方面乃是愿意盼荣耀神。
On one hand, we desire to glorify God.
一方面乃是盼望能够显明我们是主的门徒。
And on the other hand, we want to show that we are his disciples.
乃是显明主耶稣基督的见证。
We want to show the testimony of Lord Jesus.
上一次我们提到以赛亚书37章那里所说的。
Last time we mentioned, in Isaiah, book of Isaiah, chapter 37.
神的话说犹大家余剩的民仍要往下扎根向上结果。
The remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
这里告诉我们一个非常重要也非常简单的一个真理和原则。
And here it shows us the very basic and important principle.
就是我们要能够向上结果。
So in order for us to bear fruit upward,
我们必须要往下扎根。
We need to first take root downward.
我不知道你们有没有看过一个没有根却能够结果子的树。
Have you ever seen a tree bear much fruit without root?
我想就算有的话我们可能也不敢吃上的果子。
Even there could be one that we are afraid to eat.
所以我们看见神所创造自然里头那所有要能够结果子的树它必须要先往下扎根。
So among all the creations of God, for all the fruit, for all the trees that could bear fruit, it must have take a root downward.
这根扎得越深扎得越好。
So if the tree take root more deeply and more widely,
它就能够向上长得越茂盛。
So it can flourish.
能够结果子越多。
It can bear much more fruit.
所以这是一个非常基本的一个原则。
This is a basic truth.
这也是我们基督徒属灵生命成长结果子的原则。
This is also the principle for the Christian to bear fruit.
我们知道这段话，神借着先知以赛亚来安慰、来鼓励犹大王。犹大王西西家和犹大的百姓。
So the God, through this verses, God through a prophet, the God encourage and comfort the king of Judah and then the people of Judah.
乃是当 国他们在一个极难的时候，神以赛亚说了这段话。
So the God told the people of Judah through the in a critical moment through prophet.
因为亚述大军来侵略犹大国。
So as the army of Assyria was about to invaded Judah.
他已经攻占了犹大国大多数的。
So the most of the fortified cities were took up by the army of Assyria.
而且亚述大军已经团团的将以色列城，将那耶路撒冷城团团围住。
And the city of Jerusalem was ringed by the army of Assyria.
在那个时候，西西家就向神祷告。
And the king of Hezekiah went up to Lord and prayed.
求神来拯救他们脱离亚述大军的手。
And asked Lord to save them from the hand of the army of Assyria.
使天下万国知道唯有耶和华是神。
So that all the nations on the earth would know that only the Lord is God.
就在这样的一个时候，神借着先知以赛亚给犹大王。
So through Isaiah, God gave the people of Judah an assurance.
说犹大家余剩的民，人要往下扎根，要向上结果。
And then God said, "The remnant of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward."
结果神就为他的百姓就击退了亚述大军。
So the God fought and then defeated the army of Assyria.
因此我们知道今天我们蒙恩得救之后神也会量给我们一些的环境。
So now today we know that after we saved by grace, God also gave us some circumstances.
有些时候神也允许仇敌似乎的来侵略我们。
So sometimes God also allow the attack of the enemy.
为的就是叫我们能够来到神面前，能够来向他发出祈祷。
It's for us to be able to come to the Lord and then pray.
然后好叫我们能够看见神在借着神借着极难所要做的事。
So we may see what God may do in our critical period.
就是叫我们能够借着这一些的环境能够往下。
So through all the circumstances, we may take root downward.
我们根要能够扎得深。
So in order for us to take a root deeply,
许多时候乃是当神借着环境来允许环境临到我们的时候。
So many times because God allow many circumstances come upon us.
叫我们能够扎根扎得深
，so that we can be rooted more deeply.
后来我们能够结出果实了
，so that we can bear much fruit.
所以我们看见我们的主在地上的一生，他也是如此。
So our the life of our Lord is also like this.
我们主实在是常经忧患
，our Lord is man of sorrow.
在地上的一生也多有苦难
，and he also suffer a lot. Suffer.
我们看见我们主就成为那个佳美的树。
So the Lord became a beautiful tree.
他在父的面前在那里深深的扎根。
Before Heavenly Father, he took a root downward deeply.
所以我们看见主在地上虽然公开的执事只有三年半的时间。
He only ministered in the public for about 3.5 years.
但是他却是结实累累。
But his life was so fruitful.
当我们读书的时候
as we read four gospels,
我们心里面都非常的羡慕我们的主在地上他是那样的结实。
We all admire the life of our Lord.
很多时候我们心里面也有这样的一个愿望。
We also have this will.
主啊，我何等盼望也能够像你那样子。
How much I desire to be like you.
能够行神迹。
And perform signs and miracles.
能够医病赶鬼。
And heal the illness and cast out demons.
能够一传福音啊，好多人都蒙恩得救。
And preach the gospel and many people saved.
甚至借着五饼二鱼能够喂饱五千人。
And through five loaves of bread and two fishes and can feed up 5,000.Have you ever desired?
我想我们应该都有。
We all desire such life.
因为我实在是盼望从我们身上啊，神能够得着他所享受的那个果实。
How much we desire the Lord may receive and enjoy the fruit we bear.
但许多时候我们却忽略了主在那隐藏的生活里头向下扎根的那个部分。
So oftentimes we ignore or overlook the hidden life of our Lord.
我们看见主在地上的时候，常常退到父的面前。
So often time we see that the Lord retreated back to the Heavenly Father. And he prayed overnight.
他在父的面前在那里深深地扎根。
He took root downward deeply.
他有一个是人所看不见的那个生活。
He had an invisible hidden life.
而那个生活就是他能够在借着他的服事能够结实累累的那个秘诀。
And that is the secret for him to bear much fruit through his service.
因为他在那里扎根又深又广。
Because the root that he took is more deeply and more widely.
所以那是他在地上公开生活能够结实累累的那个秘诀。
That is his secret to bear much fruit during his public ministry. Simply put, if we desire to bear much fruit in our life,
我们一定要能够来学习如何向下扎根。
We ought to know how we can take root downward.
那我们上一次提到了我们往下扎根的几个方面。
I mentioned many aspects of how we can take root downward.
我想愿意在和弟兄里面再 复习也是强调两方面特别重要的学习。
This morning I want to review and then focus on two aspects.
第一就是我们要扎根在神的话语里。
First, we need to take root in the words of God.
第二，我们要扎根在神的爱里。
And secondly, we need to take root in the love of God.
我个人觉得这两个方面是基督徒扎根生活最重要的两个方面。
I think this is the two most important aspects.
因为我们基督徒扎根的生活必须是从神的话开始。
So our rooted life has to begin with the word of God.
因为我们神的话是永远不动摇的。
Because the word of God never change.
主说天地要废去。
Lord said, the heaven and earth will pass away.
我的话却不能废去。
My word by no means shall pass away.
所以我们扎根要扎根在这主不能动摇、不能废去的话语里。
So we need to be rooted in the unshakable and unchanging word of
God. 就你们原谅我这么说。
Forgive me.
今天有许多, 包括我自己, 有许多神的儿女,
Today, many children of God, including myself,
我们可能听过许多很好的道,
perhaps we have heard many good doctrines,
甚至我们听到耳朵好像都长茧了,
to such extent that our ears start itching.
可能弟兄们还没有讲完, 才读完经文, 我就知道说今天弟兄要讲什么。
Perhaps you already predicted what the brother gonna what the messages brother gonna share about.
可是我们却没有每一天好好的在主的面前来用心读他的话。
But we didn't spend every day to read his words with our heart.
我们也没有专心的来顺从主的话。
And we don't submit ourselves to obey the word of God.
在几个礼拜前，在休格链的成根聚会里头，我们读到了《使徒行传》第十九章。
A few weeks ago, as we were in the morning devotion, we read Acts chapter 19.
在那里我们看见主的道，借着保罗部署那里大大的兴旺。
We see the word through Paul, a group mightily prevailed.
并且得胜。
And then victorious.
那它最主要的原因是什么呢？
And then what is the reason for that?
我们看见乃是因为主的话，主的道先在保罗身上。
We see that the word of God took root in Paul first.
保罗不仅在那里用心的来明白主的话语。
Not only Paul understood the word of God with his heart.
保罗让主的话在他身上得着那个权柄。
And then Paul allowed the word of God gain the true authority.
也就是说，保罗不仅读主的话语。
Not only Paul read the words of God,
他不仅默想主的话,
meditate the word of God,
他在每天的生活当中, 他顺从主的话语的带领。
And then in his daily life, he submit himself to obey the guidance of the word of God.
所以我们看见保罗在主的话语里头扎根,
we see Paul took root downwards in the word of God.
所以主能够借着保罗一个器皿,
so that God was able to use Paul, vessel,
在以弗所城那里呢，主的道大大的兴旺，大大的成长，并且得胜。
So the word of God may grow mightily in Ephesus and then prevail.
我也常常想到我们年长弟兄在主话语扎根的榜样。
I often think of the good example of our elderly brother, how he took root downwards in the word of God.
常常当我带着一些个人 属灵的问题或是聚会中服事的问题来请教年长弟兄的时候，
Oftentimes I went to the elderly brother to ask for many questions regarding the services.
我们年长弟兄总是反过来问我说， 主的话怎么说？
And then oftentimes elderly brother questioned me back and asked what the word of God said.
看见我们弟兄的榜样， 他让主的话语在他生活当中来引导他。
And the example of our elderly brother showed us that how he allowed the word of God to guide him.
他也顺服在神话语的权柄之下， 在他在聚会中的服事。
He also submitted authority of the word of God in serving the meeting.
所以我们必须要扎根在神的话里。
To be rooted in the word of God.
乃是我们要能够来顺从主的话语。
We need to obey the word of God.
我们在这新的一年里头
In this new year,
如果我们能够在主遵守主的话语的一件事情上面好好的学习
If we want to, to be faithful and learn to obey just one word of God,
如果我们能够好好的来遵从主的一个命令
If we want to obey just one commandment of Lord,
也比我们听了100个主的命令却都不遵守来的有益处
So it's far better than do nothing after we heard so many doctrines.
弟兄姐妹，这是在主的话语里头扎根。
So that's how we need to be rooted in the word of God.
我们要遵守主的话语。
We need to obey the word of God.
第二方面，我们乃是要扎根在神的爱里。
And secondly, we need to be rooted in the love of God.
因为神的爱永不失败。
Because the love of God never fails.
弟兄姐妹，我们扎根要扎在这不失败的爱里。
We need to take our roots in this unfailing love.
保罗在以弗所书他这么祷告说：使基督因我们的信住在心里。
And then Apostle Paul pray like this, that through faith may Christ dwelling in us.
他那里中文翻译是说，好叫我们的爱心有根有基。
So that our love can be rooted and grounded.
对，姐妹讲到英文的翻译，就让我们看见，乃是叫我们能够扎根在神的爱里。
So we can be rooted and grounded in God's love.
因为当基督住在我们心里
，As Christ is dwelling in us,
他就是爱。
He is love.
所以我们扎根能够 扎在这个神的爱里头
So that we may dwell and rooted in his love
叫我们因着爱我们的主
Because of our love to God To Lord
the love of
Because of the love of the Christ
因着基督住在我们里面基督就是爱
Because Christ is dwelling in us Because Christ is the love
叫我们能够在一切的事上靠着那爱我们的主能够得胜有余
So that in all things we may become more than overcome through Him who loved us.
我们看见主的爱不仅是不失败。
We see that not only the love of God never fails.
主的爱是得胜。
The love of Lord is the victorious love.
主的爱是永不止息。
It's the never unceasing love.
我们看见在初期教会中有一个非常宝贵的教会，就是以弗所教会。
We see a very precious church, in the earlier time of churches, which is the church of Ephesus.
它为什么特别呢
？Why it is so special？
我们看见神能够借着保罗，将那神最高的永远的旨意，能够跟以弗所的圣徒们交通。
So through Paul, God was able to reveal the highest and then most important revelation to the church of Ephesus.
很可惜的，过了大约30年左右。
But unfortunately, after 37 years,
我们看到在启示录第二章里头
，We see in Revelation chapter 2,
主就让我们看见那以弗所教会，他受了主的责备。
We see the church of Ephesus rebuked by the Lord.
虽然他们当时教会的光景还是不错的。
Even that time, their condition outward was pretty good.
他们也有各式各样的聚会。
They had many meetings.
他们很可能跟我们一样，有传福音，有查经，有主日聚会。
Perhaps they also have a gospel meeting and also Bible study.
说不定他们还有追求聚会。
They also have many devotional.
他们也为主的名在那里服侍，为主的名在那里忍耐劳苦。
They also serve labor and toil for the Lord's name's sake.
可是有一件事情。不一样
But one thing is different.
他们的心不一样
Their heart was different.
主说，因为他们离弃了那起初的爱
Because the Lord said that you have left your first love.
Yeah. 就是他们离开了那起初的爱
That you have walked away from your first love.
这起初的爱是什么
What is the first love?
当然我们能够理解这个爱呢，是我们起初蒙恩得救的时候，我们向着神的那个爱
So perhaps we can understand this, that this love may be referred to the love that we just saved by grace.
但是我个人更觉得这个爱就是神的爱。
But personally, I think this love refers to the love of God.
因为我们能够爱神，那是因为神先爱了我们。
The reason we are able to love God is only because God loved us first.
所以这个起初的爱乃是我们对神的爱的一个反应。
And this love is merely just a response.Our response to God's love.
那是因为我们认识了神是如何爱了我。
It's because that we know, we understand how God loved us first.
所以我们对神这样的爱有一个反应。
So that we have such a response to God's love.
这不是那起初的爱。
This is the first love.
我们看见以弗所教会，他们离开了这起初的爱。
We see the church of Ephesus has left their first love.
那主对他们的责备和警戒是什么？
What is the God how God rebuked them?
主说要他们要悔改。
So God asked them to repent.
要回转。
To return.
要回到这起初的爱。
To turn back to the first love.
要扎根在这个爱里。
To be rooted in this love.
好叫他们在那里能够往下扎根。
So they can take a root downwards.
才能够向上结果。
So they may bear fruit upwards.
所以主就说你们若不悔改。
So the Lord told them that if you don't repent,
主说要把金灯台从他们中间挪去。
And I will remove the lampstand, golden lampstand from among you.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是他们的见证就被挪去了。
So that their testimony will be removed.
姐妹，我们如果离开了那起初的爱，
If we depart from this first love,
我们若是没有扎根在神的爱里，
If we are not rooted in the love of God,
结果就是主的见证要从我们中间被挪去。
So the result would be that the testimony of God will be removed among us.
相反的，如果我们听见了主的警戒，
And on the other hand, if we hear the warning of God,
我们悔改在神的面前，
If we repent before the Lord,
我们回到那起初的爱里，
If we return back to the first love,
我们扎根在神的爱里，
If we are rooted in God's love,
那我们看见我们就要在这样一个爱，在神的爱的里头，我们就要向上成长。
So in God's love, we may grow upwards,
而且能够结出果实，
And bear much fruit.
弟兄姐妹，所以盼望在这今年的里头，
I desire in this new year,
我们能够在主的话语上好好的往下扎根，
so we may shoot downwards in the word of God,
我们也能够在神的爱里头好好的来往下扎根，
and also in the love of God,
好叫我们因着扎根在神的话里，
because we are rooted in the words of God,
因着扎根在神的爱里，
and in his love,
我们渐渐地发现在我们身上就慢慢地结出那圣灵所要结的果子。
And then gradually we may realize that the fruit of the Holy Spirit bore in us.
所以当我们看见圣灵在我们身上盼望能够结出那果实来，
So the Holy Spirit desired to bear much fruit in us.
我们自然就想到加拉太书第五章那里告诉我们说圣灵所结的果子。
So we naturally think about the book of Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of Holy Spirit.
我们知道加拉太书是保罗他亲笔写的一封书信。
So the book of Galatians was the epistles of Paul.
因为我们知道保罗他也写了许多其他的书信。
Apostle Paul also wrote many letters.
有很大一部分呢，他是让别的弟兄来代写的。
And the majority of his letters was written by other brothers upon the request of
Paul. 他的眼睛不好。
Because Paul's eyesight was very poor.
但是当他要写信给加拉太众教会的时候，
As he was writing the letters to the saints in Church of Ephesus, he had a different burden.
他有一个很沉重的负担。
He has a heavy burden.
因为在加拉太众教会中有一个非常严重的问题。
So there's a serious problem in the Church of Ephesus.
在那里有人在那里传另一个福音。
Because at that time, there was another kind of gospel was preached.
所以我们看见保罗的心，就好像主的心一样，他在那里焦急如同火烧。
So the mind of Paul was like the mind of Christ, was very fervent.
所以他就虽然眼睛不好，但是呢，他要亲手来写这封书信。
Even though his eyesight was very poor, but he wanted to write his letter with his own hand.
他来教加拉太众教会中的这个难处，他来与他们。
And he would like to fellowship with all the saints in Church of Ephesus, of this burden.
那这里保罗一开始说到加太就告诉我们说，他那里有人另传另一个福音。
And there's another gospel was preached at that time.
这另一个福音是什么意思呢？
What the gospel was talking about?
他希腊原文讲到另一个福音，乃是说到它是另一种性质的福音。
It's another kinds of gospel.
这个福音为什么让保罗非常的紧张呢？
So why this gospel make Apostle Paul so nervous?
因为他那里一方面人在那里传耶稣基督。
And on one hand, the people still preach Jesus Christ.
但是有人把律法 加进去了。
But they on top of that, they add law.
就说没有错，人要蒙恩得救，必须要信主耶稣。
Yes, indeed, if you are you not to be saved, you have to believe in Christ.
乃是借着圣灵重生。
And then you need to be reborn through the Holy Spirit.
但是。
However,
如果你属灵生命要成长，
if you want to grow your,
你要成长得快的话，
if you want to grow your spiritual life faster,
也就是说你要能够很快结果子的话，
if you want to bear much fruit faster,
他说你要还要行割礼，
and you need to be circumcised.
你信了耶稣，这是不错的。
Yes, that's good. You believe in the Lord.
但是呢，你还要行割礼。
But you still need to be circumcised.
这就是保罗在那里叫保罗非常紧张的另一个福音。
That really make an apostle Paul upset.
因为他叫神的教会要从那真理的正道上要偏出去。
So that this caused the church of God deviated from the truth.
我们知道在这里保罗就告诉以弗所教会说，对不起，告诉加拉太教会说。
So here, Paul told the brothers and sisters in Ephesus.
他说基督释放了我，让我们得以自由。
Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ had made us free.
他说所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
所以我们看见今天基督释放了我们。
We see today that God has made us free.
因为天父的儿子若叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
Because if the Son makes free, and we are truly free.
我们知道我们今天不是宗教徒。
We are not a group of religious.
我们乃是基督徒。
We are Christians.
宗教徒和基督徒有什么区别呢？
What is the difference between the religious
people and the Christians?
So the religious people need to depend on themselves.
来约束自己的行为。
And they need to control their own deeds.
来遵守那好的律法。
They need to obey the good laws.
这个律法就成为一个轭。
And this law becomes their yoke.
但话让我们看见说，基督已经叫我们自由。
And here, the Lord show us that Christ made us free.
叫我们把我们从那奴仆的轭底下拯救出来。
So that already deliver us from the yoke of bondage.
我们不是在靠，我们再不是靠自己。
We no longer depend on ourselves.
我们乃是靠着主耶稣基督。
And we need to depend on our Lord Jesus.
并他钉十字架。
And him crucified.
乃是主在十字架所成就的救赎。
It's the salvation that the Lord accomplished on the cross.
叫我们从那奴仆的轭底下被拯救出来。
Deliver us free from the yoke of bondage.
这奴仆的轭主要讲到两个方面。
So the yoke of bondage refers to two aspects.
一方面说到那罪的轭。
One aspect refers to the yoke of sin.
另一方面讲到那律法的轭。
On the other hand, is the yoke of law.
我们知道我们对罪的轭是非常的熟悉。
We are very familiar with the yoke of sin.
可以说我们天天在与这个罪恶相争。
So we constantly, every day we are against this yoke of sin.
我们看见当保罗写信给哥林多教后。
As Paul was writing the letter to Church of Galatia.
我们看哥林多教会中间有许许多的问题。
And they're full of problems and issues in the Church of Galatia.
基本上都是罪的问题。
And all the problems regarding the sin.
所以当保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候，虽然他心里头非常的忧伤。
So although as Apostle Paul was reading the letter to the Church of Galatia, and he was very sorrowful in his heart.
因为在哥林多教会的圣徒当中有许多的罪恶。
They were full of sins and in the Church of Galatia.
叫保罗非常的忧伤。
And Apostle Paul was very sorrowful.
但是保罗还不紧张。
But he was not very upset.
因为这个罪的恶对神儿女们的影响呢，毕竟还是小的。
And the effect, the influence of this yoke of sin was relatively small, minor.
我用这个这样做一个比方。
And I give this parable.
哥林多教会圣徒呢，就好像是在一条对的路上。
And the saints in the Church of Galatia was walking on the right path.
但是他们做事。
But they did the wrong thing.
他们在对的路上呢，他们软弱跌倒了。
On the correct path, they fell and stumbled.
但毕竟他们还是在对的路上。
But still, they're still working on the right path.
而当保罗写信给加拉太教会的时候，他非常的紧张。
But as Paul was writing the letters to the saints in the church of Galatia,
因为加拉太教会可能没有像哥林多教会那里有罪恶的问题。
Perhaps in Church of Galatia was not that many problem regarding the sin.
但他们中间却有一个另一个福音的问题。
But they has another problem which they preach another gospel.
为什么这个另一个福音对教会的影响叫保罗那样的紧张呢
？So why this another kind of gospel make Paul so upset?
因为这个另一个福音是一个混杂的福音。
Because this gospel is a mixture.It's a mixed gospel.
他会把神的儿女们从这条对的路上呢带离开。
So they will guide the children of God apart from this correct path.
叫神的儿女觉得自己属灵。
So the children of God may think themselves spiritual.
觉得自己做的都是对的。
And they may think that all they do is very right.
但是他们却离开了基督耶稣的救恩。
But they depart from the salvation of Christ.
他乃是要靠着肉体来成全。
They want to fulfill the law by their flesh.
也就是说，他们要靠着自己的肉体来结出果子了。
They want to bear fruit through their flesh.
所以这叫保罗非常的紧张。
This makes Paul so upset.
所以加拉太书就让我们看见保罗乃是要将圣徒从那律法或是肉体的恶底下能够拯救出来。
So the book of Galatians showed us that Paul, the reason Paul wanted to write this letter is to save the saints in the church of Galatia from the yoke of flesh.
所以我们看见今天在加拉太书后末了的时候保罗就告诉圣徒们说今天你们要结圣灵的果子
And then at the later part of a book of Galatians said You need to bear much fruit of the Holy Spirit
就圣灵在圣徒们身上要结出的
So it refers to the fruit of the Spirit in the saints
他那条路在哪里
Where's the path
所以我加拉太书第五章那边我就简单的归纳了三个重要的点
I have summarized three points from based on chapter 5.
基本上圣灵在我们身上要结出那圣灵的果子呢它的路就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And basically the way for the Holy Spirit to bear much fruit in us is the cross and him crucified. It's the Jesus and cross and him crucified.
所以第一点我们不能离开基督。
And first, we cannot depart from Christ.
第二我们不能离弃十字架。
We cannot forsake the cross.
第三方面，我们要来顺从圣灵而行。
We need to walk in the Spirit.
因为只有圣灵能够在我们身上结出那些叫神得荣耀的果子。
So only the Holy Spirit may bear much fruit that can please God, can glorify God.
所以，如果我们还记得在主耶稣在约翰福音十五章那里所说的话。
We still remember the verses that the God talked about in Book of John, chapter 15.
主离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Apart from you, you do nothing.
就是枝子若不结在葡萄树上
，if the branches do not abide in the vine,
它就不能结果子。
It cannot bear much fruit.
你们这是一个很简单的道理，是不是
？This is very simple.
枝子如果离开了这葡萄树
，apart from the vine,
它就不能结果子。
It cannot bear fruit.
所以，当我们若是离开了基督
，if we depart from Christ,
我们也就不能结果子。
We cannot bear fruit.
但是今天一个问题在哪里
？So now, what is the problem today?
就是我们常常觉得，或是我们以为，我们离开了基督，我们还要结果子。
Oftentimes, we think that we can still bear much fruit apart from Christ.
好，那我就用一个我们比较熟悉的情形做例子。
I want to give an example that we're all familiar with.
弟兄姐妹，我们想到在我们每一周的生活当中
，in our life，
如果我们没有常常来读主的话语
，if we don't read the word of God often，
我们借着读主的话语来与主亲近，与主交通
，if we don't have an intimacy fellowship with God through the word of through reading the Bible，
那这说到什么问题呢？
And then, what problem I refer to?
就是枝子就不结在葡萄树上。
Then the branches will not abide in the vine.
如果我们没有天天的来亲近主
，If we don't draw near to the Lord，
我们没有从主得着我们属灵生命的供应
，If we don't receive the provision provision of the life from Lord，
那我们怎么能够期盼说？从我们的生活当中，从我们身上能够结出果子来呢
？How we can bear much fruit through us？
我们礼拜五我们要聚在一起来读主的话语。
So during the Bible study on Fridays，
姐妹，我们有没有在主的面前好好的预备呢
Have you prepared before the Lord?
有时候弟兄姐妹会这么说。
And oftentimes, brother and sister will say like that.
或是也有人会这么祷告。
Or many people like this.
主啊，我们空空的来。
We come with empty.
然后怎么样？
And then,
要饱饱的回去，是不是
？And then we leave with satisfied.
Yeah. 所以很多时候我们来弟兄姐妹，我们来礼拜五查经的时候。
When we go to a Bible study on Friday.
我们都是这样子来的。
We all come like this.
我们都是空空的来。
With our empty hands.
那我们盼望饱饱的回去。
And we desire to leave satisfied.
所以当十几位、二十几位弟兄姐妹聚在一起的时候。
So as 10 or 20 brothers and sisters gather together.
你也空空的。
And everybody's with
我也空空的。
Empty hand. You are with empty hand.
带领的弟兄呢，他也空空的。
The brother lead Bible reading is also with empty hand.
结果呢？
And then what is the result?
就我们回去的时候呢，也感觉到是空空的。
And then as we leave, we also feel like empty hand.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们记得当主耶稣借着五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
So as we remember that the Lord fed 5,000 people only with 5 loaves of bread and then 2 fishes.
那个神迹告诉我们什么？
What this sign told us?
是有一至少有一个孩童
，at least one little kid.
他预备了饼二鱼
，prepared 5 bread and 2 fishes.
是不是
？Isn't that so?
然后呢，主就借着这五饼二鱼
，through this bread and fish.
他拨开了
，he break the bread.
祝福了
，and blessed.
然后喂饱五千
，and then feed 5,000.
那还有五千的男人，还有女，还有妇女，还有孩子
，including male, female, and kids.
大家都吃饱了
，they're all satisfied.
还有剩余的
，and there are also leftovers.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是我们礼拜五查经我们所要预备的。
This is what we need to prepare for our Bible study on Fridays.
我们每一个人至少要预备这五饼二鱼。
At least we need everybody need to prepare those 5 bread and 2 fishes.
这个饼啊是需要预备的。
The bread need to be prepared.
你不能带面粉来。
You cannot bring just the flour.
带面粉来不能吃的。
The flour can be eaten.
这个鱼啊
cannot be eaten.
鱼也不能像日本人吃 sushi 哈，你要准备的。
And then the fish cannot be eaten raw like the Japanese people do.
来到查经之前呢，我们在主面前要好好的。主的话语面前要有预备。
Before we come to the Bible study, we prepare before the Word of God.
或许在那一周当中被所得着的，或许就一点点。
Maybe we only receive a little bit of revelation from the Word of God.
或许就一节经节，那主给我们有开启。
Or God only reveal through one verse.
哎呀，我们说这个亮光也不是也没有特别大。
We feel like this is not too much light.
但是呢。是主所给你的五饼二鱼。
But this is what Lord gave you. It's five bread and 2 fishes that Lord gave you.
每位弟兄姐妹都把自己的五饼二鱼带来了。
If every brother sisters bring your own bread and fish.
那主在聚会当中。
And then during the gathering.
他祝福了。
And then the Lord bless.
叫我们大家都吃饱了。
So we all satisfied.
就像我们常常爱宴。
Like the love feast.
我们每一家带一道菜两道菜。
Every family brought one or two dishes.
呀，每次爱宴怎么样
？And every love feast, we all feel very full.
吃得好饱，好满足，是不是
？We all full and satisfied.
而且常常还有剩余的。
And then we oftentimes we have leftovers.
成为我们那一周，接下来那一周当中，成为我们生命的供应。
And then leftover become the provision for the following week.
所以我们看见，我们离开主。
We cannot depart from our Lord.
所以当我们来到聚会之前
Before we come to the meeting
我们必须要在主的面前好好的来亲近主
We need to come near to the Lord
借着读经借着祷告借着与主交通
Through the Bible reading, prayer, and fellowship with Lord
我们在主的面前有预备
We prepare before Lord
那好叫我们聚会的时候真是能够成为一个丰盛的宴席
So that our meeting, Bible study can become the love, abundant love feast
所以你看见我们这样子就能够在基督里在主的话里头能够扎根
，so that we can be rooted in the Word of God。
那好叫我们一次一次的聚会
，so every single meeting，
我们满了主的同在
，it's full of God's presence，
满了主的供应
，and full of God's provision。
也只有主是我们的满足
，because only the Lord is our satisfaction。
所以我们看见，当我们基督徒这样子来到主面，来这样在主的面前来亲近他，来跟随他的时候
，as we come near the Lord and then follow Him like。
我们看见从我们身上就慢慢的结出果实了。
So gradually, then the fruit can be born in us.
所以我们看见我们就能够在主的里头，能够自由的在那里成长，自由的在那里结果实。
So we can freely grow and bear much fruit in Lord.
所以我们看见我们圣灵在我们身上要能够结果实，它乃是因着我们连于基督。
So the reason for the Holy Spirit to bear much fruit in us is all because we may abide in Christ.
那是因为我们常在他里面。
We constantly abide in Him.
主说我们若常在他里面，他也常在我们里面。
If we constantly abide in Him and He in us,
这个人就多结果子。
And then this person will bear much fruit.
所以这是第一方面，我们不能够离开基督。
And this is the first aspect. We cannot depart from Christ.
第二方面，我们不能够离弃十字架。
We cannot forsake the cross.
这是我们基督徒常常面临一个最大的挑战。
This is the biggest challenge for the Christians.
保罗在第十一节那边告诉我们。
11, Paul told us.
在五章第十一节他说，弟兄们，我若仍传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
In chapter 5, verse 11, And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I need to suffer persecution?
中文说讨厌、原文也可以翻译成羞辱。
Then the offense of the cross has ceased. The offense you can also translate as a shame.
我们知道主耶稣的十字架在世人的眼中是一个羞辱的记号。
So Lord Jesus and cross was the sign of shame in the eye of people of the world.
但是就是在蒙恩的基督徒眼中。
So in the eye, in our eyes,
我们看十字架也是一个讨厌的一个记号。
Oftentimes, we also see the cross as the sign of offense.
所以我说中文翻译成讨厌呢，也是有它的道理。
And then, if Chinese translate offense, it also has a explanation.
因为我们都不喜欢十字架。
Because we like cross.
有时候弟兄姐妹们刚蒙恩。
For the new believers.
他们也听了几篇。关于十字架的信息。
They have also heard several passages, several messages regarding the cross.
所以他们也学会讲属灵的话。
They also learn how to talk spiritually.
然后分享，交通分享的时候呢，就说，哎呀，我的妻子是我的十字架。
And as they fellowship, they mention that my wife is my cross.
或者我的丈夫是我的十字架。
My husband is my cross.
那弟兄姐妹那样讲的时候是什么意思呢？
When they talk about like this, what they mean?
就当我的丈夫、我的妻子对我不好的时候。
When my husband or wife offended me,
或者两个人吵架的时候
or they argued,
我们就说，哎呀，我们的配偶是我的十字架。
And we may think that our spouse is our cross.
那时候弟兄姐妹还不是真明白这十字架的意义。
At that time, the brothers and sisters did not know the true meaning of the cross.
那时候我们还觉得这十字架呢，它的确是有讨厌的地方。
We still think that the cross also is kind of an offense to us.
但是当我们靠着主的恩典，慢慢我们认识到。十字架之后
，By the grace of God, gradually we know the cross.
我们可能想，我们仍然是说，我的丈夫是我的十字架。
Perhaps as we fellowship, we still say that the spouse is my cross.
我的妻子是我的十字架。
My wife is my cross.
或是我们觉得我们弟兄姐妹是我们的十字架。
Brothers and sisters are my cross.
但是我们心里面不觉得十字架有讨厌的地方。
But in our heart, we don't feel offended.
我们开始认识到神所为我们量给我们的这些十字架的环境。
So we can feel all the circumstances that God gave us.
来在我们身上要成就那荣耀的旨意。
Is to accomplish His glorious will in us.
因为在我们里头，那我们的肉体是与圣灵在那里相争。
Because our flesh is against the spirit.
圣灵也有这个肉体的情欲在那里相争。
And then the spirit and the flesh are contrary to one another.
所以今天在我们身上神的旨意不成就的一个最大的拦阻。
So what is the greatest hindrance for God not be able to accomplish his...
很多时候我们说是撒旦。
Oftentimes we mention it's because of Satan.
撒旦的确他是神的仇敌。
Yes, indeed, Satan is the enemy of God.
他千方百计要拦阻神的旨意。
By all means, he tried to against the will of God.
但是神旨意真正最大的拦阻不是别的。
But what is the true hindrance of will of God?
就是我们身上的肉体。
It's our flesh.
也就是我们的己。
It's ourself.
在这里，让我们看见圣灵盼望在我们身上结出果子来。
So the Holy Spirit desires to bear much fruit through us.
但是我们的肉体情欲在那里与圣灵在那里相争。
But the flesh lust against the Spirit.
叫我们不能做我们所愿意做的事。
So that we cannot do the things that we wish.
所以我们如何来对付这个肉体和肉体的情欲呢？
How we can deal with the flesh lusts?
主的话让我们看见，还是借着十字架。
The word showed us it's through the cross.
弟兄姐妹，我们如果真是这十字架的宝贵。
If we truly know the value of the cross.
我们认识这十字架的意义。
If we know the meaning of the cross.
我们就要感谢赞美主。
We need to praise and thank God.
我们就不再觉得十字架有讨厌的地方。
We no longer think cross is the offense for us.
我们为了主所量给我们周遭的每一位每一个人事物。
We thank for the people and the circumstances that God places around us.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank God.
感谢主，借着这样一位弟兄。
Through such brother.
借着这样一位姐妹。
And sister.
在我身上来做那十字架的工作。
And God accomplish and work. Work of cross.
来除去我的肉体。
To cast out my flesh.
来叫我的肉体被置于死地。
So to put to death my flesh to death.
圣灵在我们身上能够结出果子。
So that the Holy Spirit may bear much fruit in me.
在加拉太书二章二节那边。保罗告诉我们
So in Book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 2 and Paul said
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架
I have been already crucified with Christ
现在活着的不是我乃是基督在我里面活着
It's verse 20 I have been crucified with Christ It is no longer I who live but Christ lives in me
并且我如今在肉身活着
And the life which I now live in the flesh,
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me,
为我舍己。
And gave himself for me.
所以我们看见今天我们乃是借着主在十字架上所成就的救赎。
Through the salvation that the Lord accomplished on the cross,
看见不仅主在十字架上所流的血洗净我们一切的罪。
So the blood that God shed on the cross cleansed all our sins.
我们也看见因着主在十字架我们与他同钉十字架
Also because we all crucified along with Christ
我们已经与基督同钉十字架
We have been already crucified with Christ
我们看见我们的旧人我们的肉体已经与基督同钉在十字架上
Our old beings, our flesh has been already crucified with Christ
能够经历到现在活着不再是我
So that we can experience that no longer who live
乃是基督在我里面活
But lived in me.
让基督在我们身上活出来。
So the Christ can live out from me.
圣灵就在我们身上结出那主性情的果子来。
So the Holy Spirit may bear much fruit.
所以我们保罗告诉我们说，如今在肉身活着。
So Paul said that I who live, no, which I live, I now live in the flesh.
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by the faith in the Son of God.
信神的儿子。
Faith in the Son of God.
还是相信主耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Is to believe, Christ and Him crucified.
叫十字架在我们身上，天天将耶稣的死在我们身上来发动。
So that the cross may work in us through the death of Christ.
叫那个死在我们身上发动的时候呢，也叫耶稣的生在我们身上发动。
So that as the cross is working in us, the life of Christ may be manifested.
所以我们看见圣灵就能够从我们叫我们从我们身上让基督从我们身上能够活出来。
So the Christ can live out us.
那就是圣灵所结出的。
And this is the fruit of the Spirit.
这让我们看见圣灵所结的果子，虽然后面讲了九样。
And then even though the fruit he mentioned the fruit of the Spirit.It's nine fruits.
其实是一个果子。
It's actually all referred to one fruit.
一个果子它有九种不同的味道。
And nine fruit, it's actually one fruit has nine flavors.
你这里原文讲到圣经所讲的果子呢，它是一个单数。
Because the fruit here it mentions is only singular.
而这个果子的第一个最重要的味道，最主要的味道呢，就是爱。
The major taste of the fruit is love.
所以我们看见，当我们扎根在神的爱里
，If we are rooted in His love,
当十字架在我们身上来工作，来除去那肉体和肉体的情欲。
If the cross is working in us and cast out the flesh and lust,
我们看见圣灵就能够从我们身上结出这爱的果子。
So the Holy Spirit may bear fruit of love.
或者说这个果子呢，它有一个很最主要的味道就是爱。
The major taste of fruit is love.
而这个爱呢，乃是一个舍己的爱。
It's the love, it's the self-denying love.
它胜过我们的
denying love, it's overcome ourselves.
超越我们的
surpass our old beings.
它高过所有的律法。
It's above all the laws.
所以我们看见今天在神的家里头。
In the house of God.
也可以说是在弟兄姐妹的家里头。
In the families of brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见爱乃是那最高的原则。
The love is the highest principle.
在神的家里头，在弟兄姐妹的家里头。
In the house of God and families of brothers and sisters.
不是讲道理的地方。
We don't say much doctrines.
不是说我们。
We don't argue reasoning.
不是说我们就不管道理。
Well, it's not saying that we don't care about the reason.
但神让我们看见，在他的爱里头是最高的原则。
But the Lord showed us the love is the highest principle.
只要你在这个爱里头
，as long as you abide in this love,
你就高过所有的律法。
You are above all above laws.
你就成全所有的律法。
You fulfill all the laws.
所以保罗在加拉太告诉我们，全律法的归结总则就是在爱人如己。
And then here Paul told us, for all the law is fulfilled in one word.
So we can see, when we listen to the Holy Spirit,
if we walk in the Spirit, so the Spirit may bear much fruit of the life of Christ.
So we can see, Paul wrote in the Galatians 5, chapter 5, tells us these three important principles.
Through chapter 5, Paul shared three important principles.
我们不能离开基督。
We cannot depart from Christ.
枝子要接在葡萄树上。
In order for the branches to be abiding in the vine.
不仅是在地位上的连结。
Not only regarding the position.
它乃是在交通里头的连结。
Also regarding the fellowship.
而在我们每天生活当中，我们能够享用基督。
So our daily life, we may enjoy Christ.
叫基督里头丰盛成为我们的供应。
So all the abundance of the Christ may become our provision.
而这个供应叫枝子能够结出果子来。
So this provision may cause the branch bear much fruit.
我们不能离弃十字架。
We cannot forsake the cross.
因为在我们这个肉身里头，那个肉体与圣灵在那里相争。
Because our flesh and lust against the spirit.
唯有借着基督的十字架。
Only through the cross of Christ.
唯有借着相信我们与基督已经同钉十字架
Only through the faith that we have been already crucified with Christ
圣灵能够叫我们胜过那肉体和肉体的情欲
So that Holy Spirit may cause us to overcome the flesh and lust
叫我们能够经历现在活着不再是我乃是基督在我里面活
So that we may experience that no longer who I live but Christ lives in me
然后我们就能够自由地来顺从圣灵的带领
So that we may freely obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
能够顺从恩膏在一切的事上来教训我们。
Obey the teaching of the anointing in all things.
慢慢我们就看见圣灵在我们身上就结出那许多美好的果子。
So we realize that Holy Spirit may bear much fruit in us.
愿我们在这新的一年里头。
May we all in this new year.
我们能够靠着主的恩典。
By God's grace,
我们好好的来学习往下扎根。
We all learn how we can be rooted downwards.
你们有再说一次
？I emphasize one more time.
我们若没有在神面前隐藏的生活
，If we don't have the hidden life before God,
我们就不可能能够在人的面前能够为主做美好的见证。
There's no way for us to bear the wonderful testimony, for the Lord before man.
所以我们盼望在这新的一年里头，我们能够看重这扎根的生活。
I hope in this new year we all pay attention to the life of hidden, to the hidden life.
好像因着我们扎根在他的神的话里。
So we may be rooted in His words.
我们扎根在神的爱里。
In His love.
我们扎根在基督的丰盛里。
In His abundance.
好像我们能够向上结果。
So we can bear fruit upward.
我们能够结出那许多美好的果子。
And many wonderful fruits.
叫主那美好的性情。能够一点一成形在我们身上。
So wonderful acts of the Lord may be formed in us.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
And the love, joy, peace.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Long suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness.
信实、温柔、节制，能够从我们身上能够显出来。
Gentleness, self-control can be manifested through us.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise Lord.
因为万军之耶和华的热心。必成就这事。
Because the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
愿在这新的一年，主的爱不断地来激励我们。
So may in this new year, the love of God encourage us.
叫我们都能够回 悔改，回转到那起初的爱里。
So we may all repent and then return back to the first love.
叫因着这个爱的激励。
Because of this exhortation of the first love.
甘心乐意的把自己完完全全的交在神的手里。
We are willingly to submit ourselves into the hands of the Lord.
让他的热能够成就他所喜悦的事在我们身上。
And allow the zeal of the Lord of hope may accomplish His will in us.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给那爱我们的神。
May all the praises and glory be given to the one who loved us.
那我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.